Continuing our chats with members of the community recognised by our local councils on Australia Day for their great work. Let's meet Murray Bridge Young Citizen of the Year, Cheska Nicario from Unity College. The 16-year-old has been an active member of the Youth Council for the past few years, helping with events, and was also vital in creating the Kickstart Loans program. She joins me now. Welcome, Cheska.
Hi, thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure, and congratulations on the award. It must be nice to get a bit of recognition.
Yeah, it is a bit nice. I'm super thankful for the community and whoever nominated me.
Oh, do you know who it was?
Oh, I'm not familiar with who nominated me, actually, but I'm sure it was someone from the Youth Council.
What's the Youth Council all about?
So the Youth Council is really about just getting a lot of young people in the community, doing stuff for the community and giving back to those who just aren't comfortable speaking out but have a lot of issues in the community and just want their voice heard.
What inspired you to get involved in that?
I really have a strong passion for leadership, and I love communicating to other people and just making sure that people that aren't comfortable speaking out have someone to represent them. So I think that was a big part of why I was so passionate to get into Youth Council, and why just a vital part for me to make sure those people are heard.
Yeah, right. We had the owner of Murraylands Multisports on this morning after his place was ransacked by vandals. He reckons there needs to be more engagement and activities for young people in the community. Do you get that sense from young people that, having activities is a really important thing, having events and things to do?
Yeah, I do think it's really important, because especially with COVID and everything, we could see what happens when people have nothing to do. Like, people's minds wander. There's a big increase in mental health these past couple of years because of it. And I just think it's really important for especially young people who are still trying to find who they are, who still need social communication with other people. I think it's really important for them to have events that stimulate their mind, have them be outdoors, have them interact with other people that they might not interact with. It's really, really important for their mental growth, their social growth, and everything like that.
What are some other issues that you like to advocate for young people in your community when you take it to the council?
I would really love to put a focus on well-being and mental health, because especially, like I said earlier, the increase these past couple of years are quite concerning. So I think it's really important to make sure that we start young with people and making sure that they are educated about some symptoms, some signs, how to get yourself out of that, where you can look for help. I think it's really, really important.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're someone who really values friendships as well.
Yeah, yeah. Having a community around you is very important as a young person. I feel like the people around you really shape who you are, and having positive people around you is really important as well.
Absolutely. With me at the moment is Cheska Nicario. She's Murray Bridge's Young Citizen of the Year. And I remember hearing about the Kickstart Loans program that you have been a vital part of creating. It sounds like a wonderful initiative. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so the Kickstart Loans program offers around $2,000 to a young person who would like to create a business. So how the process works is that they could either do it online or in person. There's about 3 to 4 sessions about different parts of running a business, like customer service, finance, and all that kind of stuff. And then after that, they go to the panel, which is members of the council, members of the youth council, and they basically pitch their idea and what they want to use the money for and all of that kind of stuff. So it's a zero interest policy, and basically once they get money from their business, they could start paying the loan back. And it's just a really good way for young people to get that extra support and being starting their own business and being really independent, which is something that is really important for young people to have.
That's fantastic. Any success stories that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, so in our first year of running the Kickstart Loans program, we actually had two really, really successful young people do the course, and that was Alex and Danielle. Alex runs a PC business where he creates PCs from scratch, which it's extremely, he's extremely talented. It's really, really amazing business that he came up with. And Danielle, she owns a small sewing business where she creates like masks and all that kind of stuff. And so they have really been using the Kickstart loans and what they've learned from that. Super amazing. And they've been doing really, really great things in their business, and I hope they continue the success that they've had.
Oh, it sounds like a fantastic initiative. So if you are going to be launching it for this year, because I know you didn't do it last year, keep me in the loop. Yes. And I'll keep our listeners in the loop as well, because sometimes you just need an opportunity to have a platform and to get started.
Absolutely.
And Nesca, I've got to say, you're a very eloquent 16-year-old. Do you do debating or anything like that?
I used to be in the United Nations debate panel when I was younger, when I was still in Western Australia. And yeah, I would do that almost every year when I was back there. So
oh, cool.
Lots of public speaking.
Oh, that's such a good thing. And it also, I did debating too. It really helped me to put my mind in someone else's position. So
yeah.
And even if I don't agree with another side or the opposing side, I can mm-hmm. actually kind of understand it, which I think really helps me as a journalist.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, it just builds like a lot of confidence as well, which is really important to me, because I used to be a super shy kid. So getting out in front of everyone just speaking just made me feel more comfortable.
Oh, that's great. Oh, it was so lovely to talk to you today, Cheska. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you.